שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא להתבטא.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of an element before the upper one. We are in exit number 42. The study material is on the site and also in the Arvut system. You should click on the study material icon in the upper menu. You can ask questions both on the site and in the Arvut system. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. An element before the upper one.
Yes, we need to see the upper one as filling the whole world, because he builds the world, he is the place of the world, and not that the world is his place. What happens, each and every place, in each and every form, it is all done deliberately, since there is none else besides him. He could have done it differently, but he did it specifically in this way. And so in each and every state, we need to see necessity that it had, whatever was done had to be this way, and to the extent that this also influences us. And as a result of all of his influence over us, we ultimately need to see a state of despair of our own forces. That's one. And helplessness, that we ourselves cannot emerge from our situation. And it is revealed gradually how much we hardly even understand what is happening, and how much we discover ourselves that even though we're strong and wise and capable of accumulating within us everything that humanity has done over thousands of generations, and yet along with that, we are very weak with respect to all of those states that nature, you might say, the Creator, God in Gematria numerology is nature, is placing before us. And therefore, here we need to see a state where we become, in which we become more and more incorporated, our status opposite these unpleasant states that are even threatening to us. That's on the one hand. And on the other hand, that it all comes from the Creator. And in that, he nevertheless has a good intention to direct us, to bring us closer to correction. And if we relate in such a mature way to our situation, then out of that it will also become clear to us how, in such a dual manner in which we relate to everything that is happening all over the world, that it is coming from the side of the good and doing good, and also in the group where we have all kinds of disturbances between us, that too comes from the Creator, who is good and doing good. And this is how it is in each and every person who has both of these two, both of these forms, the good inclination and the evil inclination. And this is how we advance toward positioning these two things within us in such a special manner, such that we can exist between, within us, between the bad and the good. And then if we begin to see the bad also as good, because it is what is helping us, it is helping us to advance, to come closer to the Creator, to need His help, etc., then in such a way we can see the world as good in the correct way. And this actually is the right approach to the world and to the revelation of the Creator, that there is only one force, the absolute good, that is working on us. And if we try, and as much as we help one another in our groups to reach such states, then according to our equivalence of form, we will also discover this good force, the Creator. This is actually how we should find this certain and fundamental point that there is no bad in the world, only good. There is only one force that is creating all of this confusion within us and around us, and He does all of that in order for us to start ascribing everything to Him and ascribing everything to good. And this will happen to the extent that we rise above our nature from bad to the good. As it says, I've created the evil inclination, I created the spice of Torah. That is, our entire perception, our entire ability, our whole method, that it will bring us to the recognition of good in each and every state that is revealed to us initially as bad within us and also around us. And this is how we will reach a world that is all good. This is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, the revelation of the spiritual world to the created beings. This is what we have ahead of us. Through such an effort, we come closer to the Creator, which is still our topic. So, let's read what it says.
We are reading in a document of Annulling Before the Upper One, excerpt number 42. Abash writes, it is written in the Zohar, for the whole of the Torah is the names of the Creator. Also, a complete man is one who has been rewarded with the Torah, and the Creator and Israel are one. Therefore, indeed, greeting the Shekhinah, divinity, is very important, because the purpose is for man to achieve this degree. But to come to greet the Shekhinah requires prior preparation for one to be fit for it. In the words of our sages, this is called, as He is merciful, so you are merciful. This is the interpretation of the verse, and to cleave unto Him, cleave unto His attributes. It means that only by a person working in love of others can he achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. There are many names to this: instilling the Shekhinah, attainment of the Torah, greeting the Shekhinah, etc. The main preparation, which is called labor, is that one must prepare oneself to annul one's authority, meaning one's self, meaning he cancels the view of landlords and craves the view of Torah, which is called annulling of authority. Naturally, he becomes the guest of the Creator, who is the host of the entire world.
Well, I don't see any questions. We will read it again, and then we will answer. Yes. Please read.
It is written in the Zohar, for the whole of the Torah is the names of the Creator. Also, a complete man is one who has been rewarded with the Torah and the Creator, and Israel are one. Therefore, indeed, greeting the Shekhinah, divinity, is very important, because the purpose is for man to achieve this degree. But to come to greet the Shekhinah requires prior preparation for one to be fit for it. In the words of our sages, this is called, as He is merciful, so you are merciful. This is the interpretation of the verse, and to cleave unto Him, cleave unto His attributes. It means that only by a person working in love of others can he achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. There are many names to this: instilling of the Shekhinah, attainment of the Torah, greeting the Shekhinah, etc. The main preparation, which is called labor, is that one must prepare oneself to annul one's authority, meaning one's self, meaning he cancels the view of landlords and craves the view of Torah, which is called annulling of the authority. Naturally, he becomes the guest of the Creator, who is the host of the entire world.
Tov.
Okay. Ita 4.
Rav, perché l'amore per gli amici è la preparazione per conseguire la meta?
Why is love of friends the preparation for attainment of the goal?
The goal is to discover the Creator, to come closer according to our senses, according to our qualities, to Him. From the opposite form in which we exist to begin with, and even that oppositeness, we cannot detect it, it's not revealed, it's not clear to us. In order for us to have the possibility to get closer to the Creator, that is to change our qualities to His qualities, because we are all a will to receive, and in we to acquire upon it an intention to bestow. So here we have no possibility to be in contact with the Creator, who is the opposite of us in the entirely. And there is no contact and no desire and no thought that by which we can be with any kind of connection with Him, even the most remote. And therefore, we were given a game, that by this game, it's not that we become like the Creator. We start to feel Him.
Nope.
But we can arrange ourselves between us in the same form of connection, in the same mold, so that out of that we will become a system that is receiving, but also a system that is bestowing to the Creator, meaning that we will have a reciprocal connection with Him. We build a certain device, a certain instrument, a system called a 10. And through that 10, we connect with Him and He connects with us. And in this way, we attain it. Why? Because in our connection in the 10, we establish ourselves in such a way that we can resemble the Creator. At first, we discover that we are not capable of it, entirely incapable of it. There has to be closeness and not a corporeal, earthly one, just like in this world we can connect. But that's how we start. And therefore, this world was created in such a way that we can be connected in a positive or negative way, in all kinds of different states and different manners. And when we build a group, then we see how much we are in it. Where is the limit, the boundary up to which I can be connected to the friends and where I'm not capable of being connected to the friends? And because we together are in the final layer of the correction of the last generation, as we call it, our desires are great, deep, and they do not allow us to be close to one another. And we see also this is what is happening in humanity. People used to live in a single place, in one apartment, a few families, in a single room, parents, children, grandchildren. And nowadays, a person is not satisfied with having one room. He needs to have his own flat. He can't stand having someone next to him. That is, the desire is becoming revealed. The egoistic desire is becoming revealed as greater in each and every generation. For us, when we have gathered in order to build this mold, this pattern called the group, the ten, from which we can connect to the Creator, that mold actually becomes the source of the bad, the evil. We realize that we need to connect in our egoistic desires, and upon those egoistic desires, we have to connect with the Creator. The egoistic desires that we, each one of us, bring to the connection are called Oviyut, coarseness, that we nevertheless do want to be connected above these desires in which we reject one another and we don't want to be friends and close to one another, etc. That desire by which we nevertheless close ourselves, each one silences his will to receive, and he nevertheless somehow wants to acquire a desire for connection, the importance of connection. This is called the masach, the screen that we start to build. So we have coarseness and screen. And if we will try and we will succeed in building connection between us, in such a way that we connect above our ego, which is pushing us, repelling us from one another, then by that we truly build the form of the spiritual vessel. Why is it spiritual? Because it is entirely as a collection of egoistic desires. However, where each and every desire in each and every one, all in all, wants to restrict this egoistic desire. And above this desire, which is repelling everyone, he searches for how he can be connected with everyone. And this is how we build out of ourselves a system that resembles the Creator. He is entirely bestowing, and we, through our efforts, want to reach a form of bestowal where seemingly we are bestowing outside of us. And this is how we connect and overcome. In that, as we learn together, there are many discernments. And the first spiritual degree that we want to reach is that we want to seemingly annul, cancel our ego, our will to receive. Of course, it is impossible to annul it, but rather, even though it does exist within us, we rise above it, and we want to be connected with the force of bestowal. We're incorporated in the force of bestowal that exists above us, which is the Creator. And this is how we reach the very first contact with the Creator, which is called the entrance to Ibu, impregnation. And this is our work right now. And here we also need to begin to discover that everything everything that we discover in our life, it all comes from the Creator. And all of our work is to wisely sort out what is it that we're getting from Him, what is happening in our mind and in our heart, in the relations between us, and how can we nevertheless use all of that toward revelation. There are many discernments, but here there has to be a single direction. What we call love covers all crimes. The Creator is revealing to us crimes, forms that are opposite to connection, and we need to discover seemingly our necessity for connection, because we want to resemble Him. From where do we want that? Because besides the will to receive in each and every one, there is also, and it's becoming revealed more and more in each and every moment, that each one has inside of this will to receive a spark, a little bit of light from that state in which we were all once connected together. This is called a godly part from above, and it exists in each and every one. And then, if we will honor this spark, then, specifically, through the states that we're going through, and through this spark, meaning the connection with the Creator, if we will connect all of these sparks together, we can demand and get from the Creator a great force. And it will connect us in all of our tens. And in each and every ten, it will bring it into a state where the Creator becomes revealed in it. And this is how we advance. And the very first axis, the first point in our spiritual success, is that we become incorporated in the Creator. That we, between us, connect so much, we realize that we have to be in a single Creator, and therefore we also need to be as one. That our connection truly becomes a single big point with many desires, intentions, thoughts, everything that we have. Everything that we have, but all in all, we want to incorporate as if in a single drop, and that it will be entirely a desire to bestow mutually between us and from us to the Creator. All in all, this is what we have ahead of us.
Itafri.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Cosa vuol dire che la Torah, il Creatore e Israele sono uno?
Good morning, thank you, Rav. What does it mean that the Torah and the Creator and Israel are one?
Uraita ze aor elyon.
The Torah is the upper light. Or the force that comes from the Creator to us and performs corrections in us, connections, it elevates us through all of the degrees up to the degree of the Creator. That's Oraita, Torah. The Creator, blessed be He, is the Creator. He is the highest. From him comes the force of the Torah to us. Torah is from the word O, light. Then it turns out that there is the Creator. From him emerges the upper light called Torah. And that upper light is intended to correct us. And in this upper light, there is a precise number of parts, number of lights, so that each and every light is intended to correct a particular desire opposite it. And Israel are those who are in their desires to receive, that are broken in order to receive. However, they have in them a spark, a part of the light that was there once, and it departed, and what remained was just El Shimo, a record, a spark. And they are longing, according to this spark, along with the fact that they are that they want the egoistic desires within them, they're also longing for the sparks that they have within them. And in this way, they actually advance. So these three things are what we have in nature. Besides that, all of the other desires in which there is no spark, meaning that they are not longing for the Creator, to reach Him through the Torah, through the reforming light, so there is nothing to do about them. So this is what is going on. I can even depict it to you. So we have the Creator called Bore, Bo-U-E.
Bo
means come, and Re, see. This is how we need to reach Him. And then we have the Torah. And down below, we have
El.
Israel, Israel. That's it. Those three things. And below that, we have humanity. People. What is special about Israel? That they have in them the point in the heart. And in humanity, they don't feel the point in the heart, even though they also have it, because all of us are the results of the shattering of the vessels. Even the still vegetative and animate have sparks within them, and they will become revealed, as it says that the sheep will live with the wolf. But this is later on, in the lower degrees, when they will start to correct themselves. And therefore, this is the entire structure. So, Bore, creator, is the general upper force. Torah is the connection between the creator and the created beings. So that from the side of these created beings, there is a longing for the creator. And Israel are those who are longing right now. And all the time, out of the entire humanity, from these people, they are joining Israel more and more souls, that is, desires that wish to reach a connection with the Creator.
Moscow 6.
You said that previously we were connected among us, and now are we not connected? How do I know if we're connected or not at any given moment?
We were once in one shared desire. This is called Adam HaRishon prior to the sin. Simply, we were. We existed in a very simple corporeal form until the Shemot records, greater and greater records, started to appear in us through the upper light that the Creator increases each time, He intensifies it, and then all kinds of changes occurred within us through the upper light, so that all of these records within us started to pull us to various forms of realization through the light that shines. And then each one sees himself in the world as related to a different kind of fulfillment. And this is how humanity develops. We can see this, that this is how it happened over thousands of years. And today, we're also continuing, and we are actualizing the influence of the upper light on us. However, what are we talking about? Not about the fact that the light is influencing us and by that we somehow change and we advance, but rather in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn how we can awaken the light by ourselves and how we can go towards it. That is, what the light could do over, let's say, 100,000 years, we can accelerate it and do it with our effort over 1,000 years instead of 100,000. This is called that Israel hastened the times. That by us having a method and we know what is worthwhile for us to awaken within us, even though it doesn't exist in us right now, the desire to bestow. However, we can go towards that as if it exists, as if we want it. And then by that, we hasten the time. And then it turns out that those people who are engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah in drawing the reforming light, they are going forward at the head of the whole of humanity. And this is how they're advancing faster toward the goal.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что первый успех.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that the first success in our work is when we're incorporated in the Creator as one drop. What does that mean?
I cannot incorporate in the Creator and be as one drop. First of all, I need to be as a drop with the friends. And then, if I want to reach such a connection where we as a drop are all incorporated together, and this is of course done by the reforming light. However, with the intention that after we become incorporated together, after we connect, we also will connect in the Creator. So this is how we go forward. Yes.
So we gathered in the tent. Each friend is thinking about the rest of us. What's the element? What's the missing element? So we become one.
Importance. Importance of our connection. That this is the cure, the remedy, the only correction for our state and for the whole world, for the whole of humanity, and also, more importantly above it, also to give contentment to the Creator. So, as much as we're capable of, we need to try to do it. And of course, giving contentment to the Creator, for us, right now, it's just words. But you need to see this from our life. As much as the baby plays and is happy and engaging with himself, we are also happy. Even though it doesn't even pay attention to us. And this is how it is with the Creator. He doesn't demand from us right now precise intentions towards Him. However, the fact that we connect between us, this is very important.
Вы добавили сейчас еще компоненты, что важность по отношению ко всему миру и к отдаче Творцу.
Вот they just added another element, the importance with regard to the world and bestowing upon the Creator. Besides connection in the ten, are these, should these elements always be in the work between, in our work? Ахав, yes, they still need to be in some way or other in us, because we're living at a time that is very, very close to spirituality. All of it. All of it. Look at the despair in the world. Look at the helplessness, misunderstanding, disorientation. People don't know what will happen tomorrow. They take all kinds of things and they want to develop and do and build, but in truth, inside of them, they are insecure, totally, totally. They're asking, what am I doing this for? Does anyone need it? Will anyone need it? Will it give something tomorrow? This is what humanity is beginning to discover now, how everything it built will not be needed tomorrow. We will not need it tomorrow. And what's going to happen? So this gives us even more warped states that I purposely shut my eyes with regard to tomorrow and keep working where I am, working today, because I have no choice. I have no choice. Because if I start thinking in such a way that what I did today, I won't need it tomorrow, then why get up? Why exist? So there's this protective force operating in humanity, defensive force that helps us wake up and get up every morning and go through the day. But in truth, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. Everything that was important to us before, everything that was an instrument to develop society, to develop society meaning to develop industry, oil, gas, all kinds of sources of energy. Soon you will see that there will be abundance of it and no one will need it. If the world continues to work, it'll continue to work on much more subtle and higher energies. There won't be any need for all our jobs, for everything we do. Look what's happening with people. Each day, they open all kinds of offices and companies and businesses, but what's the purpose? They will discover it is all empty.
Latin one.
Rab, la pregunta es, ¿qué es un kli roto?
Rab, the question is, if you can repeat it, please.
¿Qué es un kli roto?
What is a corrupted, broken vessel?
A broken vessel is when we discover through our development, because we are results of the breaking that happened in history before us. So a broken vessel means that the will to receive, which is the substance of creation, yearns to satisfy itself, although it's impossible. And the more you fill it, everything leaves it because it's broken. But still, we keep wanting to fill it and fill it and fill it because we have nothing else to do. It's like in this legend, in this story, that there's this protagonist. He kept wanting to fill up the bucket, and the bucket would spill, but he couldn't help it. He had this one desire to fill up the bucket. That's us, people. We keep wanting to fill ourselves and satisfy ourselves, although we see it is pointless. Nevertheless, we want to satisfy ourselves. Yep. Czechoslovakia.
Dear Rav, does it mean that when we reach a central state in the Ten, it is the attainment of one of the Creator's names?
We can't attain the upper light. It's abstract. Because we are created beings. And therefore, we attain it through all kinds of forms or shapes by which he is revealed. For example, in order to attain some energy or something, you need an instrument. That instrument will reveal this energy to us, which is in itself abstract. But it can be revealed in some form, in some way. Through heat, cold, jowls, kilograms per meter, etc. In a way, we can gauge, we can measure, we can feel. Forms of life that we cannot perceive and measure and feel, we don't perceive them. They are like this dark matter, this dark force, dark energy. It's imperceptible to our senses. We exist only in a place, if you can put it this way. We feel this place and something that fills up this place and nothing beyond it. It's just as you have these animals that are on the surface, but they don't feel the height dimension, only the surface dimensions. So are we, to some extent, we feel the area where we live, which consists in us from three axes, three dimensions,
and perhaps other things. We try to get to know it better, but from day to day we are discovering that we don't understand where we exist. This is our work. The wisdom of Kabbalah comes, which is therefore called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception, and tells us, I can help you know the real you, not the way you know yourselves, and where you exist, how you exist, everything that has to do with existence. And then it tells us, by what? By wanting to expand our senses, because we are limited, like that ant that lives, that perceives only the surface without knowing that there is the height dimension. Then comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and begins to awaken in us all kinds of new discernments that we don't have inherently. But if we try to develop these new discernments, we will know the real world, the real place where we exist. And in it, in this new place, we have more ways of development. They're called worlds. So we will be able to develop ourselves more and more and more until we come to something called Ein Sof, infinity. It is all according to a person's desire to develop and follow the method. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. With your permission, Rav, I have two questions, if I may. The first question is by a friend in the tent. What does it mean that the whole Torah are the names of the Creator?
Everything that we receive and feel from living, from existing, from being aware that we exist, like a baby, a newborn baby. It's not aware that it exists, that it was born, someone's taking care of it, it is growing. It all happens automatically, meaning on account of the Upper One. Gradually it becomes independent, disconnects from the Upper One, and begins to add more and more of itself to its own development. So are we. In the spiritual world, we should add of our own to our own development. When does this begin? When we enter the Ibu, the impregnation. And this is why we have to begin to realize what Kabbalists advise. They are like grown-ups who have already grown up. And they tell us how we can develop more quickly. Your question again?
First question was, what does it mean that the whole of the Torah is the names of the Creator?
So, the fact that we want to achieve our complete development, meaning that when all the desires that we have initially is corrupted, all our desires work in order to receive. So we, through the upper force, which is called reforming light, we will switch the intention of our desire from in order to receive to in order to bestow. By this, we will correct all of our desires. This is called 613 desires. We will correct them to work in order to bestow. By this, we gradually reveal the power of bestowal from us. We make it. It is called
by your actions we know you, because by this I discover the general force of bestowal that exists in reality. And in this way we come to know the common force, the giving force called the Creator, until we correct ourselves in all of our 613 desires and to their fullest power. And this is called revealing the Creator, fully revealing the Creator. This is really our work, our goal. To the extent that we approach and make ourselves more similar to Him according to the law of equivalence of form, this is called being incorporated in Him. This is how we advance. This is our work. Whose work is it? Of each one who has within him reshimot, records, from the breaking of the vessel which the Creator created initially. And in that vessel there are degrees of desires, still vegetative, animate, and speaking desires. The still vegetative and animate cannot correct themselves. Only the speaking level can correct itself. And in the speaking level, when we correct it, when we correct the intentions from reception to bestowal and unite, then all the lower degrees, still vegetative and animate, also unite and become corrected as a result of the correction on the animate level, on the speaking level. And each degree also divides into four internal levels of still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And therefore, the human level too, the speaking level, which divides into still vegetative, animate, and speaking, there are types of people in it who are drawn to correction, to the Creator, who belong to the speaking in the speaking. And there's the animate in the speaking, the vegetative in the speaking, and the still in the speaking. But all of them will have to, nevertheless, come to the same work. But how? Through the uppermost level in them, the speaking in the speaking. And they are the ones who have a yearning specifically to reveal adhesion with the Creator.
Thank you very much, Rav. My second question, which may be related to it also, is what does it mean to be the Creator's guest?
The Creator's guest. This is already a different level. We will learn it. It's not that simple. It will confuse us. No. It's a good question, but it will confuse us. There are degrees of connection, which are a foreigner, a stranger, connecting, a friend, a lover, loved one, a servant. Just like in this world, we have all kinds of degrees of adhesion with one another, closeness to each other. So it is between us and the Creator. But interpreting them is already not simple. We need to have some feeling, some sense of it, so we can distinguish something between them. How exactly the connection, for example, a son and a father, or a neighbor, or between two neighbors, etc. Just as you have in this world all kinds of connections between us, so we have in spirituality. And actually, in spirituality, because we have many degrees between each other, this is why they also manifest in our material world. Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос от товарища.
Thank you, Rav. A question, dear friend. In the text, it says that when one cancels the view of the landlords and he creates the view of the Torah, which is called annulling the authority. What does it mean that a person annuls or cancels the view of the landlords? How can he distinguish between them and the view of the Torah?
Well, I think it's not such a big problem. The view of Torah means we have to yearn to achieve bestowal and love, because the whole Torah is love your neighbor as yourself. This is the great rule of the Torah. And a regular person, meaning, let's call it the ordinary person, a regular person, he thinks only about himself, and from degrees where he wants to harm others, to degrees where he is indifferent to others, but his will to receive constantly thinks only of himself. Check yourself, and you'll see how much you have of the regular person and of the degree of a person who yearns for the Creator. So, the view of Torah is opposite from the view of landlords. The view of the Torah is bestowal and love. And the view of landlords, where one is his own landlord, his own master, he is responsible for himself, in charge of himself, he feels that he exists, and only he is vigilant, is taking care, is watching after himself, and not others. This is the normal egoistic person in this world. Kiev 2.
Hello, Rav, a question from the 10. It was said that as he is merciful, so you be merciful. It's clear to me that he is merciful. He's the force of bestowal and love. But what does it mean that I should also be merciful, or the friends?
It means that I am trying to see in this world, in everything that happens to me, to people, to the animate and the vegetative and the still, to the entire universe, I try to see where there is the operation of the Creator here, to bring all those parts of creation to the good state. And Kabbalists wrote about it. I, with my vision, can certainly can't discover it. But Kabbalists did write about it. So I am trying to read it, to be incorporated in it, to see the Creator's operations, how much He wants to promote the whole world, but in a purposeful manner, as Balasulam writes, that our development isn't just development, evolution. It is a gradual evolution. Just like in our development, where we grow up from year to year, are we growing wiser each year? Do we attain more? Are we more capable of connecting among ourselves and with the Creator, and that way make our years of life as degrees of ascending? Is it happening or not? Now, we're going into such a stage in humanity where each day and each moment we are being, first of all, required from above by nature's forces, and we too have to require of ourselves that each moment will be in our eyes as new, where we attain new things by expanding our tools of perception, our vessels of bestowal. And that's how we advance. That's it?
Kiev.
Ugamar. He's done. Okay. PT 31.
According to the sketch you drew, we see that over the years, people from humanity join us, and the points in the heart, but we also see that some of our friends drop out, as if they go back to humanity. What does that mean? The point in the heart turns off, or what?
You always have these scrutinies. This is called scrutinies that you have along the way. And it is written about it that 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to teach. That's how it works in every single degree. It is the nature of the degrees. Just as in our world, you have billions of people who learn to read and write and settle for this. And maybe some multiplication. And some of them want to study something more complicated to use their intellect. Some also want to express themselves in different professions. So they begin to search what they're intended for. For example, let's say I wasn't intended to be a painter. Someone else is not intended to be a musician, etc. So there are degrees where all of us are in, where all of us have this general knowledge, and in it too, there is some sort of a sorting from grades 5, 6, I'm not sure. It's cool. And there are those who then begin to see themselves as directed according to their nature toward all kinds of situations, and some sort themselves even more and more and more, not only as part of school or university or even sciences. They rather have a disposition to look for the root of all of nature, of all the sciences. And this is not doesn't become distinct, clarified immediately in a person. But they yearn for more and more. And therefore 1,000 walk into a room, meaning they want to reach the Creator. But one comes out to teach, meaning to the light, to reveal the Creator. Now, today, it is open to everyone. And this is why we will see, let's hope we will see in our time, how millions want to achieve their spiritual fulfillment. But to what extent will they succeed? Here there is sorting. Some will reach the zenith, the top, the contact with the Creator. Some will write books about it, teach others. They will be leaders of the right connection among everyone, etc. So there are all kinds. So we only need to yearn for the goal. And then each one must yearn to realize himself. I don't need to come instead of Moses and all those giants. I have to realize myself. I have my own Rishimot, my own records, my own place in Adam Rishon, in that system. I have to come to that place. No one can come, can be in my place, can be in my shoes. And if I don't get there, the entire system is incomplete. So that's my work. So of course, each one has his own place. And those who are living today in some jungle, they too have their place. And at some point they will get there and will be incorporated in the system. And without them, the system will be incomplete. So, in this closed, circular, complete system, each one is as important as everyone. We still don't understand this law. We think that the upper one is more important than the lower ones. No, he's more connected to the other ones. That's what's important. Supporting everyone, pushing everyone, this is what's important, and this is what determines the greatness of a person. He himself, according to his own level, can be small, but in his spiritual work, he can be great in that he is doing this work.
And then this is Moses' greatness. We think he was a scientist, he was knowledgeable. No. Lowliness and annulment before the Creator's commandment to assemble people, to bring them out of their internal desert, and to reveal to them the power that will promote them all together. And for himself, he didn't enter the land of Israel, meaning these revelations called the land of Israel. Rather, his work was entirely inner work by connecting everyone. It's not considered that he didn't reveal, but he revealed it specifically through this work of connecting everyone and leading everyone. And for himself, he wasn't wise. He was not a scientist. He was an organizer. One who is concerned, especially in our time, in the last generation, one who is concerned with assembling the vessels, bringing them to correction. He is the one who does the right work, the great work, and in the end, he is the one who will be rewarded with everyone's reward.
Latin 7.
Esta cuestión que nos acaba usted de describir, de que el hombre que viene...
This question that you now described, that a person comes from the jungle, or the friends, or myself, we are all unique, and we have a place in the general correction. What is our part in the general correction? Is it the desire that we have, or how can we depict it?
I see that we need to be the organizers of humanity as much as possible, organizing them toward connection, toward the right form of connection, which is what is needed today. And whatever happens with humanity will happen so that we, specifically on top of it, will be able to bring about connection. Greater and greater shattering will be revealed in humanity, greater remoteness, conflicts, you name it. And specifically on top of it, because we will discover how all of us are broken, and specifically the breaking is preventing humanity from reaching the good life, we will have to explain it. That connection is the solution. This is the remedy. And this is what we need. Now, everyone might agree with you. Yes, of course, everyone wants to connect. Everyone wants to be together. No one can say that he doesn't want to be connected positively with everyone. But how do you do it? Meaning, this whole disposition toward connection, on the one hand, it seems beautiful. On the other hand, it seems totally unrealistic. So, here is where we need to gradually explain that through our organization, we can extract from nature a hidden force which will connect us and elevate us to its degree. And this is called rising above our reality, our egoistic reality, into an altruistic reality, into such a social and emotional state that is completely different, new. And everything we will feel in our reality, we will feel only as negative forces that impel us to rise above. And that it is in our interest to do it and listen, because then we will not suffer as much.
Clear?
Well, let's hope. Киев is the last one.
Да, дорогой Рав, у нас вопрос от десятки. Как нам в десятке?
Dear Rav, we have a question from the ten. How today in the tens throughout the day can we incorporate in the Creator? What should we think about? What should we ask for? How do we do it practically?
Ну, ли эн малосив. Well, I have nothing to add. I think you understand all the sources, you read them. You need to decide among yourselves. Dudi, we will switch to the next part of the lesson, preface.
So we'll move on to the next part and we will sing before.
אחים בני כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים הטוב ומה נעים